May 7th, Friday. What if today's situation is the only opportunity given by God? Everything will not always go as planned. Although there are times when works take place smoothly and unexpected achievements arise, you'll also face times of loss and outbreak of hardships. Whatever happens, you must keep in mind that all those incidents and circumstances have been permitted by God. He has prepared answers for you according to His ways in places where you cannot even fathom. The Consecration of the Tabernacle. Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. On the day when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle and had anointed and consecrated it with all its furnishings and had anointed and consecrated the altar with all its utensils. Churches that can function smoothly, not only on Sundays, but during the weekdays, are urgently needed. If remnants and believers who receive the word from Sunday worship and can give spiritual influence to their families, workplaces, and school fields, then that church can change the world. What kind of world are you living in? Number 1. A perilous and dangerous world. More and more people are suffering from problems such as anxiety disorders, depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. There are even more people struggling in the shadows, refusing to receive help from hospitals or medication. Issues such as school violence and drug addictions are becoming more rampant and critical. In such a perilous and dangerous world, there is a desperate need for churches that can embrace those who are severely hurting and whose lives are exhausted and weary. Number 2. The One and Only Hope. Everyone living in this perilous and dangerous world must meet God. Only the working of the Holy Spirit is the one and only hope that can heal the sickness of the heart and the emptiness of the spirit. When everyone receives the power of the Holy Spirit, he or she can save those who are suffering and mentally afflicted due to separation from God. Each verse of God's word you have received today and each word of your prayer may seem insignificant, but the results will remain eternally. God will give remnants the strength to become spiritually self-reliant today. Dear God, thank you for giving me the word of life that will save those who have collapsed because they don't possess the one and true gospel. Help me to stand as a witness who can solve spiritual problems that nobody else can solve. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.